Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, August 1st, 2015. We thank you for joining us. And, of course, it wouldn't be keeping score with Boppy without the old coach himself calling in from Modesto. And, Boppy, how are you this morning?
We are speaking to you from the furnace of hell.
Speaking you?
Speaking to you from the furnace of hell.
There we go.
It is so hot, even the air conditioners are melting. Oh, my goodness. It's just 105-degree day after another.
Yeah, so anyway, you know what? Boppy brings a term out that I used to like to use a lot. It's hotter than Hades. But I wish we could say we are hotter than Hades at the track. That's not the issue right now, certainly, but that can change, and we hope that it will shortly. And just a bad run of luck with the ponies right now, but that will change. We're very confident it will. And again, folks, thank you for tuning in. And we're here with you every Saturday from 8 to 8:30. And we are brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. And we hope that if you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website, that you will and take advantage of our free plays, which are out on the site each and every day. And if you want to have them tweeted to you, all you need to do is log on to your Twitter account, type in Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get those tweeted to your home office or mobile device, however you want to receive them. All right, Boppy, you're up, and of course, Walt, we have Hondo with us. I want to say good morning to Hondo. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, I got it. You know, funny today, Hondo, is I'm looking at what the Angels did and who they added. And the one thing that stands out to me is they went and got the same player three times.
I think I mentioned last Saturday on the show, Bill Stoneman. He does not make a move, and the Angels might regret it because I think they think that they're good enough to get to the World Series with what they have, and I vehemently disagree.
Well, you know what? I got something to say real quick before we get to Boppy's who's hot and who's not. Bill Stoneman reminds me of an old man playing bingo in the back of the church, clutching a bunch of bingo cards on 50-cent cards, trying to hit it big. And good luck if they think that they can get to the postseason. Well, they may somehow sneak into the postseason, but with that outfit, No, they're not going anywhere. Not in my opinion.
That they're my candidate for who's not hot. It's because you pick up David DeJesus, David Murphy, and Shane Victorino. They're all the same age. They're all at the same point of productivity in their careers, and they all have the same history. I mean, it's like, my goodness, you know, they're clones of each other. So why pick them up three times? Why not just pick one guy and go with him if that's your outfield depth? But the three guys don't give you depth. It's just Pete and repeat.
Yeah, all right.
You'd have to ask Bill Stoneman, Boppy.
Yeah.
I compare that to what the Astros did. They pick up a top-of-the-rotation guy in Scott Kazmir, who's reinvented himself and is a great pitcher today, and Mike Fiers. They picked up another, 300 innings, or, 400 innings over a whole season, and they picked up a center fielder who, when he's healthy, is one of the best, Carlos Gomez. So, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, when I look at who helped themselves, my who's hot on top of that list is the Toronto Blue Jays. They picked up Troy Tulowitzki, one of the best players on the planet, and David Price, one of the best big game pitchers. You know, and they even added the bullpen with LaTroy Hockets and Mark Lowe, and they got I'm not sure how good I think he's going to be or will be. But they got Ben Revere as a top-of-the-order bat. So we'll see. You know, he's got some speed. But anyway, that was just amazing. I thought the Texas Rangers did a great thing in picking up Cole Hamels. And I'm not sure whether this Hamels deal is for this year or next or both. But when Yu Darvish comes back to the rotation next year, that is going to be one formidable team.
And don't forget Derek Holland.
What's that, Hondo?
Don't forget Derek Holland will be back.
Yeah, it's like...
And with a healthy Martin Perez, that's four pretty good starters.
Yeah, the
Angels missed the boat big time. But guys, from my sources in Vegas tell me that the Toronto Blue Jays are taking boatloads of cash. And their odds are plummeting in the MLB for them to not only get to the World Series, but for them to win it all. And what do you guys think about that?
Well, I wouldn't go overboard on them. They still...
I think they're going to the playoffs. I really do.
Sometimes when teams make big splashes like that, the Padres during the offseason, the Blue Jays during the offseason 2 or 3 years ago, everyone jumps on the bandwagon and boom, the bottom falls out. So I'm not saying they didn't help themselves, but let's not go overboard on the Blue Jays.
Well, the best thing for them right now is they don't have Mark Burley leading that rotation. Now they have a real guy in David Price. The other thing is they've got Troy Tulowitzki as the anchor of the infield. And Tulowitzki might just be, with Josh Donaldson and Batista, Jose. I mean, this might be, this might be the real Bronx Bombers for the next few years. That is just an amazing lineup.
Boppy, remember when Cliff Lee signed with the Phillies back in 2011, and everyone was conceding the World Series to the Phillies. They had Cliff Lee, they had Roy Halladay, they had Cole Hamels, they had Roy Oswalt. They didn't even get to the NLCS.
And went unproductive.
Yeah. They should be applauded for being aggressive at the trading deadline.
When you've been 22 years without being in the playoffs, I think their first goal is getting to the playoffs. And I think that they have done everything that I think a general manager can do. It's now up to whether the team and the manager gel, and they fit in right away. But
right.
If he likes fastball, he's gone to baseball heaven.
They got a lineup, that's for sure.
Well, food for thought, guys. My sources all also tell me that these are not casual weekend wagers that are coming in on Toronto. So however you want to slice it, it will be interesting to see just how correct they turn out to be. Buffy, anything else with your who's hot and who's not?
Well, I really enjoy watching. Even though Zach Greinke's had two sort of so-called off outings, he's won two more games. Zach Greinke is just what a gutsy, what a big time pitcher he is. And I think if the Dodgers can just, you know, if they can get to the playoffs, Kershaw and Greinke, that makes them a very, very tough team to beat in the playoffs. I mean, you just got to have those front two guys, and I just don't think there's anybody quite as good as the two guys that the Dodgers have.
Is anybody else, when you're watching an Angel game and you've got Trout and Pujols that come up for the Angels?
Yeah.
Those are the two players that I like to watch hit. And then when they are not hitting in that inning, it's kind of like, okay, let's do some channel surfing. Because these other derelicts and imposters that they have as MLB players come to the plate. Does anybody else do that?
Yeah.
Well,
Cole Calhoun's a good ball player.
I watch.
They got some good players. I mean, let's face it; these guys are in the big leagues. I mean, they've had to have done something right in their career. But when you constantly see players like Chris Iannetta getting trotted to the plate, with a runner in scoring position, it's like big deal. You know, we know he's going to either ground out, strike out, or fly out.
Yeah, they got some major holes in that lineup,
you know,
that should have been fixed, and Bill Stoneman sat on his hands.
You know, and it's just, you know, Eric Eibar. I mean, you know, he's a good little player.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's just no, unless you've got Trout or Pujols coming up to the plate, there's no sense of watching these guys hit. It's like,
there were better bats out there, Ed, than David Murphy and Shane Victorino. There were better bats out there, and they didn't go after
them. And got them.
Yeah.
You know, the Astros got Gomez. You know what happened? The Angels got fooled when they went during that 17-3 streak and were scoring seven runs a game. They got fooled. And thinking, well, hey, we'll put it together now offensively. But
yeah.
I think that was more of an aberration than it was a true indication of that team's offense. And like the hat said, Eric Eibar is a very, very good ball player, very good shortstop, but he's not a number five hitter. And that's where he's hitting in that order now, number five.
No disrespect, but I'd rather, watching that lineup, I'd rather watch guys go through the soup kitchen line than go through that line swinging a bat. I mean, it's horrible. Just horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really feel sorry for the fans. I mean, Artie Moreno, when he bought this team, he was doing such great things. He was walking through the stands. He lowered beer prices. He was doing all these great things, and now all of a sudden he's sitting in his ivory tower, and the man's not doing shit for his fans or for the team. And it's pathetic, you know. I really, if you're an Angels fan, I'm feeling for you because you're in for another long year. And Mike Socha, he needs to be on a reality show because the expressions that are on his face in the dugout with these guys, with the way some of them play defense, the way they throw the ball around, It's just, I mean, it's comical, really comical. But anyway, we'll see. I could be wrong, but I think you're going to see the Angels are going to fall off the radar here real quick.
And it's time, too. Mike Socha's got such a good reputation, and I'm not saying he's not a bad manager, but I'm thinking he might be a little bit of an overrated man. He's been living on that World Series title now for 13 years. It's time for the Angels this year to put up or shut up. They had the best record in baseball last year, and they didn't even get to the ALCS. So Socha's got to start producing a little bit more now.
I think with Socha, you've got to start talking about the roster that they start with at the beginning of the year with their talent, because he's responsible for putting that team together as much as Stoneman is, or telling him what he needs or what he doesn't need, and they aren't doing much.
No, it's too bad. All right, let's before we take our first and only timeout, let's go out to Del Mar and give the fans our free play out at the track where the turf meets the surf. And we're going out to the third race here at Del Mar, and we're going to go with the number 4 horse here, Currency Exchange. Now, this is an Alfredo Marquez horse that's going first for the barn. Folks, you're going to look at his stats. You're going to see that he's 0-11. This year, don't pay any attention to that, because Marquez can train. And the indicator to me here is the fact that Bejarano is sticking with this this gelding. And we like the 3-year-old gelding, third race, number 4, Currency Exchange. If you're heading out to the track, want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We suggest a couple of bucks to win in place. Third race, Del Mar, number 4, Currency Exchange. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Go refresh your beverage of choice. Boppy is in the corner putting on his cardigan sweater. And when we come back, we're going to have Boppy's Corner with the big guy. And we're also going to have some free plays and talk a little bit more about Major League Baseball. We'll be right back.
It's on. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them 7 and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not." Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You can split it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot."
All right, sports fans, you're back. We're back for more Keeping Score with Boppy. Boppy's putting on his cardigan sweater in the 105-degree heat. Boppy, what do you have for us in Boppy's Corner?
Well, we're going to go to the Atlantic Coast Conference and talk just briefly about their a couple of teams there that I think will do real well this year. The first is the defending Coastal Champs, is the Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets. They've got a sophomore quarterback, Justin Thomas, who, you know, was tremendous last year. He had 1,000 yards as a quarterback, rushing, 8 touchdowns. He passed for 1,700 yards and 18 touchdowns with only 6 interceptions. That's critical. And that's real important for a team like Georgia Tech, which they lost five of their seven best running backs. So they're, you know, Georgia Tech, I think, is in a good position to repeat this year. But there's a team south of Georgia Tech that I think might be about to reassert itself in college football, come back to the elite, and that would be Miami. Miami only finished at 500. They're only at 500 under their two-year coach, Al Golden. I think their record's like, and in ACC play, they're 16-16. So it's just, you know, it's just barely above 500, I think, after two seasons, or three, I'm sorry, three seasons. And the thing that I think, though, this year, they've got a really good sophomore quarterback, Brad Kaya. He threw for 3,000 yards last year, 26 touchdowns. And they've got a really good running back, Joe Yearby, who's expected to take Duke over for Duke Johnson, who graduated. And then if they just get a little more production from Stacy Coley, their receiver, they will have an explosive, explosive offensive team. And, you know, they might be able to make some noise. And I think you can make some noise in the ACC and run the table. And that's what I think Miami could do. The main thing that Miami needs to be, and watch them early for this, is they need but more sacks, more tackles for loss. Last year they only had 15 sacks in conference play. If they start running up the sacks, you might see Miami making some noise about getting to the national conference championships.
All right. Bobby, you can remove your cardigan sweater now.
All right. It's hot enough already.
And Bobby, who, what conference are we going to be looking at next week?
I think I'd like to do a USC-UCLA preview.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. We're going to go out to some Major League Baseball, and we're going to give you a free play here, courtesy of sportswagers-selections.com and myself, Eddie the Hat, and we're going to the Minnesota game, 969-970. And this game is this afternoon, and we're going to hang our hat on the over 8.5 runs here. Folks, this is an angle that I absolutely love. It's got track meet written all over it. And you've got Montgomery going for Seattle. And his ERA the last five starts has ballooned from 320 to 588. His whip has ballooned from 121 to 173. And on the flip side of the coin, we have the Twinkies, Minnesota, Gibson, a right-hander going. His ERA has ballooned from 3.48 to 4.02. His whips remain the same at 127. However, you've got the ingredients on the stove for a very high-scoring affair. So we're going to take the 8.5 in the 969-970 game, Seattle and Minnesota, over 8.5 runs total. All right, Hondo, do you have anything for us today?
I like a horse in the 10th race out at the old Seaside Oval. A horse named 3-year-old gelding Professor Burns, who last race on May 24th at Santa Anita showed some early speed for the first time with Nakatani on him on the turf, same level, same distance as he's running today. Since then, he's been gelded. He's got a jockey switch, James Graham, who is a Midwestern rider who just has relocated to Southern California for the Del Mar meet. I'm not sure if he's going to stick around, but he's here for Del Mar. Got off to a very slow start, but has been heating up lately. Very capable rider and a trainer who doesn't have a high win percentage, but he's very capable in Patrick Gallagher. I think Professor Burns today is going to go back to his normal running style, come from off the pace, and at a good price, I think he's going to be closing in the stretch and could get up to win for Graham and Gallagher in the 10th at Del Mar.
All right. And, Bobby, do you have anything for us, or are you going to pass this weekend?
Well, I'm just grateful that I heard there was a rumor you guys were going to trade me for a Bill James statistician and an audio engineer to be named later, but I'm just grateful you didn't.
Well, I want to let everybody know, too, that we're excited on this end. Our new website, EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com, is up and running. And, folks, we want you to go ahead and visit that site as soon as possible. Of course, we have links on our other websites. Bookmark EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com. And what we intend on doing, we have all the profiles of all the people that are participating, except Hondo. I don't know if Hondo wants to be included or not. If he wants to out himself show his face and his background, but
well, I don't know. I got a lot of skeletons in my closet.
Yeah, it might not be. I don't know about that. We'll have to talk to Bobby and see what Bobby suggests. But if you want to learn more about myself and Bobby, I encourage you to go to the site. And folks, as they say in the business industry, this is a soft grand opening for the site. We're going to be constantly making upgrades and changes and switching things around. But exciting news, it's been a long time in the making, but it is finally up and running. And once again, it's called EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com. And you're going to be able to go to that site. You're going to be able to see who our upcoming guests are and all sorts of exciting news. If you want to advertise on the show here, if you've got a small business, or, hey, if you think you're hot stuff and you want to participate, we might have you on as a guest analyst. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. We love our new addition on Thursdays, our horse racing show. We have a young gentleman by the name of Josh Hanna that's joined us. Josh's father, ex-jockey, ex-trainer. Both uncles currently work for the Daily Racing Forum. It's comes from a very strong horse background. He's a very capable young handicapper. He's joined us for at least the summer. So hop on board and check us out. And, guys, we have about 2 minutes left. Let's open it up. And if you have anything else you want to talk about, now's the time to do so.
You know, Bobby, I'm not shy with an opinion, and when I'm wrong, I'll admit I was wrong. And I'll tell you, two guys this year that have been good years, solid years, that I had written off at the beginning of the year, Alex Rodriguez, who I still haven't changed my opinion about him as a person, and Mark Teixeira. If you had told me before the season that Mark Teixeira was going to hit between 35 and 40 homers this year, I'd have asked you what you were smoking. But both of them have had strong years, led the Yankees to first place, and I tip my cap to both of them for their on-the-field accomplishments because I never thought they had it in them.
Oh, and I didn't think Alex Rodriguez would ever get to 700 home runs, and he's right on the doorstep.
Who?
Absolutely agree with you. What'd you say?
I said who?
Alex Rodriguez.
Who's
he's
he?
He's on the doorstep for 700 home runs. But the other thing about that, I've been watching the Yankees. I've got a friend that likes the Yankees. I've been watching them with him lately. And I'm amazed at how professional Teixeira and Rodriguez are in their approach at the plate. And it's like when the Yankees get a runner at third base, less than two outs, those guys drive him in. They drive in runs. And that's You know, that's a learned kind of a thing, and it's wonderful to watch real baseball. I mean, they're not just doing it with home runs. I mean, I think A-Rod may actually, he's getting better as a hitter as the year goes on. So even at age 39, I guess he's now turned 40 just now. Yeah, he might actually flirt with 300 before the year's out. He looks really, really good.
All right, guys. Well, we've hit that point of the show. Hondo, thank you for being with us this morning.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
And Poppy, go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 a.m. to 8:30. Until then, may all your bets be winning ones, and we hope to see you in the cashier's line.